Everybody, Shir number 1498. We're learning today Lili Nishmas Moshe Daiv Bemer Bar and Zisel. Lili Nishmas Blim Babas Ramosh and Lefush Lemem Merim Rezel Bas Dina. Getting back to the halachas of Divrei Kabbalah. Okay, we started talking about the halachas of Vedaber. Dover. We are sort of like in the middle of Mimsech Efsecha, but I want to move on to Vedaber Dover, what one could talk about on Shabbos, which again runs a parallel line. It's all under Divrei Kabbalah. Sometimes they interchange a little, but be it as it may, we started with the introduction last year, and an interesting concept, which again we're going to talk about, one of the categories of the Isser of Vedaber Dover, when somebody actually has the Sefer Yitzvah Aloch, it brings down in the small oisius on the bottom, he brings in sort of like in the introduction that sometimes somebody has an actual tainug about talking about a certain thing. We spoke about last year, right? You can't talk about, which we're going to see. You can't actually say a malacha, right? I'll drive my car tonight over there, over here. Tonight I will write with my pen this and this. That you can't do. But there's sometimes it just stam talking. Then we said there's something called there's a midas chasidus in general, stam talking. But now what you could talk about, even just stam talking, we have to see. But sometimes a person has what we call a tainug. In other words, there's some people are like the schmooze. They're schmoozes, you know, if that's the right word. They're schmoozes. People like the schmooze. So we're going to see how does that come into play. That doesn't mean it could be over an Isser, but maybe there's certain things, even possibly to say what took place this past week in business, maybe whatever the case might be, right? Something along those lines, right? How did my business go this week? Something, not that something that I'm going to do after Shabbos, but something, actions which took place this past week, which might not be quote unquote, as we say in English or Yiddish, Shabbostik. You know, it's not Shabbostik. You know, there's an interesting thing. It comes to my mind, very interesting thing, which I do want to bring across, talk about for a half a minute. And I've heard people, especially the older generation, say it. You know, they would say something and then they would say the Lashon quote unquote, Nishtav Shabbos Geret. Nishtav Shabbos Geret. So I've heard in the past, I actually, again, being the dry cleaning business, I was once walking the street, interesting, and somebody stopped me and they pulled me or whatever, walking on Shabbos, and somebody meets me in the street and they say, they start off the conversation, Nishtav Shabbos Geret. Okay. After that, they start to show me the stain on their suit. And they're like, you know, how do I take it out? What should I use? I want to put water on it. Not on Shabbos. In other words, Sunday, Monday. After Shabbos, they want to do this, they want to do that. But they started off the conversation with Nisht of Shabbos Keret. So it's an interesting thing. We have to know that the words Nisht of Shabbos Keret, I don't want to say mean nothing, but it's an interesting concept, but it doesn't really help you as far as Shabbos goes. Let's put it like that. It's not brought down in the Shulchan Aruch that if somebody says Nishtav Shabbos Keret, so now I can go and say whatever I want on Shabbos. If it's Aser, it's Aser. If it's Mutter, it's Mutter. The fact saying Nishtav Shabbos Keret is not going to help. But it's an interesting thing that you do hear, like I said, especially, you know, the older generation, apparently that was one of the things that they used to say in various different instances. Okay, but be it as it may, I just wanted to bring that out there because I know I've heard it in the past, and people should be aware of what that is all about. But there is a concept that again we're going to talk about that the Sefer Yitzchak brings down in reference to Tainug. We have some people that like to schmooze and talk about certain things, and where do we draw the line in those certain things? If it's Aser, it's Aser. If it's Mutter, it's Mutter. But then there's things that are sort of like in the gray area, which we have to see how that works. Okay, so just to start off, I just want to start off in the actual Shulchan Aruch. We start a little bit with the Sefer Yitzchak. So I want to go through a little bit the Shulchan Aruch just real quickly in the beginning. And Simon Shin Zayin, the Mechaber starts off and says, "L'maisa sif al v'daba dover, v'daba dover. What is this? Is it v'daba dover? Shlo yehei diburcha, like we quoted in the Sefer Yitzchak. Shlo yehei diburcha shal Shabbos, ki diburcha shal Chol. You are talking on Shabbos should be different. Okay, Hilchach. He says, therefore, also loymar dover plenty that you can't tell somebody else. Esa l'macha, right? I'm going to do tomorrow. Ois chayra plenis ekne l'macha. I'm going to sell tomorrow this. I'm going to do tomorrow this. I'm going to do this thing tomorrow. In other words, I'm going to do tomorrow is something that is also. So the Mishnah Berurah comes right on the spot and tells us what exactly is this Isser. He says, V'dafka im hu dover shall also lasa. He said, B'Shabbos. The Isser of V'dabed dover, straight up, we're going to see there's some other things involved, but straight up, what is the Isser of V'dabed dover? V'dafka im hu dover shall also lasa. He said, B'Shabbos. If you can't do this thing on Shabbos, whether it's one of the 39 malachas, or whether it's might be what for some other reason why you can't do this thing on Shabbos, right? Buying and selling is not one of the 39 malachas, right? We said it's a little bit mimsech hefzech, it's part of koisev v'moichek, a gzeria might come to write, a gzeria might come to erase, whatever the case might be. But you still can't, but it's still eider abonim. So that's what he says. It's still, in other words, aser midrabanan. So he says, the Mishnah Berurah further, that vafilu im hu rak is the drabanan. Even if this whole iser is only the drabanan, I don't want to say only drabanan, a drabanan is very, very bad. One has to be extremely careful with a drabanan, basically like a deraisa. You have to be very careful with these things. The drabanan, the deraisa, not the issue. But the Mishnah Berurah is explaining to us over here a different concept, that even just to say with your mouth that I'm going to do this and this thing tomorrow, and the thing you saying is also midrabanan to do on Shabbos. In other words, it's not a deraisa. It's not something min haTorah, but afilu imhu rak iser drabanan. It's also to do midrabanan, and I'm saying that I'm going to do it tonight, I'm going to do it tomorrow, I'll do it Monday, and I'm saying I will do this and this thing. Even if it's Rabbanon, you're still not allowed to just even so much as say it on Shabbos itself. So that's what we're learning now, the first halacha to what exactly is the quote-unquote real iser per se of the speaking of the iser of Dabba Dover. Just to chazer over again real quickly, person says something on Shabbos, and again, it's not causing them to do anything. Even though I'm saying I will do this and this iser, that's also midrabanan on Shabbos, right? Whatever the case might be. Let's say buying and selling, I'm going to open my business, whatever the case might be, but it's not also min haTorah. Even just to say that, and it won't cause me to do anything. It's not going to help me in any way to do this iser after Shabbos, right? I say I drive my car, which is also min haTorah, so whatever the case is, but it depending on what the person's doing, but the lights and possibly, not even so much as the lights, but be it as it may, it could be there certain times even driving a car might be to an extent the Rabbanah, but we're not going to get into all that right now. But be it as it may, the person says they're not allowed to do this and this, they're going to do this and this thing tomorrow, and it's not allowed to be done, whether it's midraisa, whether it's midrabanan, and it won't in any way help me. I'm just saying I will do it, be it as it may, that is still not allowed to be said on Shabbos. Okay, so that's the first halacha in the Isra of Adab Adab. We'll continue next time. Thank you for listening. Aslachem Baruch Hakol Tov.